Well, I'm Steve Charney, and this is Conversations with My Dummy, and this, my friends, is our 100th podcast. And I was thinking, hey, man, how can I celebrate it? You know, I could play the best of the last 100 podcasts, but, you know, if you're a regular listener, that would just be redundant, having heard all the skits already. Then I had an idea, a theme of celebrations. In other words, everything on this podcast will be about celebrations. Celebration of celebrations, if you will. Birthdays, weddings, these are all celebrations. And we have to help us, Betty Walker, wonderful stand-up comic from the 60s who sadly died young. She was in that school of comics, you know, who talked to someone on the phone. Shelley Berman did it, Bob Newhart did it, and Betty Walker talked to Seal. We also have Tom Chapin singing the backwards Birthday Party, a song he wrote with John Forster. I love the production on this tune. Wait, Steve. In honor of your 100th podcast, all your friends got together to give you a gift. Really? That's so sweet. So, if you could get behind the drums, I'll announce it.
Okay. Ready?
Ready, Steve. In honor of your 100th podcast, your friends have decided... What are you doing? I'm not finished.
Sorry.
Do it again.
Right.
In honor of your 100th podcast, your friends have decided... Will you stop that?
Sorry.
Do you want this present or not?
Yeah. Go ahead. I'll behave.
In honor of your 100th podcast, your friends have decided... Oh, you're a riot, Alice.
Okay. I'll behave this time, I promise.
Okay. Here we go. In honor of your 100th podcast, your friends have taken up a collection and are rewarding you with the keys to your favorite antique car, the one you've talked about buying for years, a 1965 Ford Mustang!
Really? For me? This is wonderful, Harry. Thank you so much.
Here are the keys.
I don't know how to thank you and all my friends. What can I do to show my appreciation?
Well... Now that you have the keys, all you have to do is go out and buy the car.
Hello? Hello, Seal? Oh, am I glad I got you. Seal, have I got something to tell you? Do you remember that big wedding I went to? You remember? I told you, beautiful wedding, perfect couple. The perfect couple are going to be annulled. Yeah, no, wait a minute. You will not believe this story. Seal, dear, they had a beautiful wedding. Was no fights. The honeymoon, no fights. Even the two mothers agreed where they should go. They came home from the honeymoon, and they both went to the little love nest. Wait a minute. They got up in the morning, you hear? He went to work, she went to work. And from work, he went to his mother's house for supper. No, he forgot he was married. Wait a minute. His mother didn't remind him. How do you like? No, Seal, that's the truth. No, he's not a type to be a philanthropist. No, he is not that. If I tell you one thing, you'll see. He teaches organic chemistry. Need I say more? No, no, that's the problem. She's a psychologist, yes. Yeah, no. So her mother was so heartbroken, her mother went to Louis Cohn the butcher for advice. Listen, he's a... Don't say that, Seal. Louis Cohn has bad chickens, but he's a very wise man. You know what he suggested? And they think it's working. He told them to keep playing the wedding movies over and over again. She's starting to melt. Yeah, so it's working. Yeah, listen, I'll tell you more, but I gotta get off the phone now. Yeah, I'll call you. Okay, but I want you to know. Bye-bye.
Steve, you know how we celebrate with a cake or a bridge will pull over their millionth toll and give them flowers and put them in the local paper?
Sure.
Well, think of how many anniversaries we pass up all day long in our lives.
What do you mean?
Well, there are all sorts of things we do. For instance, why not celebrate how many times we've put on a hat? Do you think for one second that if I knew I was putting on some hat for the 1,000th time in my life, I would put on any old hat?
No, I guess not.
No way!
I'd get a hat! It would be made out of satin, and have feathers and sequins all over it. It would have flashing neon signs that said, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000. It would be 3 feet tall and fur-lined. I'd hire 3 servants to place it on my head with great pomp and circumstance. Then I'd parade around the house like a king. That would be my celebration. But it's not to be. Perhaps I've already put on a 1,000th hat, and it passed unnoticed.
It is a pity, isn't it?
There are hundreds of activities we do all day long. Maybe today's the day you answer the phone for the 5,000th time, or scratch your 3,000th itch, or take in your 20,000th breath. Maybe it's the 100th time you've said the word Verschlagener. A minor cause for celebration, but one that should not go unnoted. What if today is the day you pull some scotch tape off the tape dispenser, and unbeknownst to you, you've pulled off exactly 5 miles of tape in your life? You wouldn't use that tape for any purpose. You'd tape something noteworthy.
Like your mouth?
For instance, I walk to school. I nod and say hello to the same person every day. She passes me going the other way. Today might have been the 500th time we said hello to each other. But neither of us knows if it was or not. What a shame.
What difference would it make?
What difference, Steve? If I knew, I would have brought along a big pail of confetti. When we passed each other, I would have grabbed that person's hand and shook it vigorously while throwing confetti over our heads. I would have grabbed her and swung her around. Never mind that she's 80 years old. We would have danced and sang. Then instead of just nodding and saying hello, we would have sat down and had a long chat about the meaning of life and the existence of God. Drinks would have been served. It would have been a moment. But no. We just passed each other the way we always do, nodded, and said hello.
What a pity.
And the weird thing is, some things we keep careful tabs on. For instance, the day we were born. How many times the Earth has gone around the sun. Why should we be so careful to celebrate that and not, for instance, how many bananas we've eaten? Or how many pants you've bought? Do you think the Gap is going to let you go without comment if they knew that the pants you were buying in their store was the 100th pair of pants in your life? No way. First of all, they'd give you a great discount. They certainly wouldn't sell you ordinary pants. Not on your life. Those would be pants. One leg would be green, the other orange. They'd have studs in them and turquoise. Also flashing lights. They'd be bell bottoms. They'd give you a fancy beaded belt that said 100th pair of pants. Congratulations from all your friends at the Gap. Now those would be a pair of pants. But alas, it's not to be. You'll go to the Gap perhaps next week, next year, or in 10 years. Buy your 100th pair of pants. And no one will say a thing. What a shame.
It's depressing.
Now, I've been waiting to tell you this all day. I have put my finger up my nose exactly 499 times in my life.
Go on.
I'm serious.
How do you know?
Well, this is one account I've kept. Every time I do it, I make a record of it. And I'm about to do it for the 500th time.
Ooh, if I knew, I would have brought you a present or thrown you a party.
That's okay. How are you to know? However, I have made a few preparations for the event.
You're going to do it now?
Of course. What better time? I've called in a news photographer, and he should be here any minute. I've gotten the music ready, and the crowds wait breathlessly.
Oh, come in.
Yeah, is this knock on wood?
It is.
I'm here to photograph the finger.
Yeah, just keep your camera pointed at this gentleman here.
All right.
I think I'm ready, Steve.
Are you nervous?
A little. It's not every day you put your finger in your nose for the 500th time.
Wait until you reach your 3,000th time, the way I did last year. My friends threw a surprise party for me.
Well, I can only hope to aspire to something like that. Okay, Steve, you want to do the drum roll for me?
Sure.
Okay, pick up those drumsticks and play the drums better than you've ever played them before.
Okay, you ready?
I'm all set.
The finger slowly is lifted closer and closer to Harry's nose. And we have contact! The eagle has landed! Did you get the photo, buddy?
A perfect shot. It'll be on the cover of tomorrow's paper.
On my birthday morning, the sun was sinking low. I put my clothes on inside out and down the stairs to go. The house was decorated, but something was awry. The doorbell rang and all the gang walked in and said goodbye. At the backwards birthday party, where everything's out of whack. The backwards birthday party, people party day, birth words back. We ate the birthday cake first, which stirred up quite a fuss. Then we blindfolded the donkey and he pinned the tail on us. The treasure hunt went nowhere, but no one got depressed, 'cause I wrapped up all my presents and gave one to every guest. The backwards birthday party, where everything's out of whack. The backwards birthday party, the party day's birth words back. The ice cream, it was hot, the candles were not. The longer we kept partying, the earlier it got. My party, it was winding down before it had begun. I said, hello, it's time to go, and pushed them out the door. And I was 1 year younger than I'd been the day before. At the backwards birthday party, where everything's out of whack. The backwards birthday party, the party day birth words back. The party day birth words back. The party day birth words back.
The backwards birthday party.
The party day birth words back.
The backwards birthday party.
The party day birth words back.
Well, Steve, since it's the 100th podcast and all.
Yes.
Well, your friends not only decided to give you the keys to that Mustang, but they're thinking of taking you out for dinner tonight.
Oh, okay. Where are you guys going to take me?
Well, I thought we'd go to Maison de la Beurre.
The butter house?
Well, when you say it in French, it's very fancy.
Okay, well, isn't that place supposed to be expensive?
Well, you don't have to order the expensive dinner, Steve. Your friends are, not that close to you. Well, that costs like $100. You can get the $7 special. With a $100 dinner, you get party hats, horns, confetti, the works.
Confetti, huh?
Sure. And it's only the finest grade confetti, made out of chopped up dollar bills.
Uh-huh. And the $7 special?
Well, the waiter comes over, pulls a napkin from under your chin, rips it up, and throws the pieces in your face.
Mm-hmm. What about the food with a $100 dinner?
Oh, well, you get steak, potatoes, lobster, cream sauces, the whole enchilada.
You get Mexican food with it, too?
You know what I mean!
Okay, with a $7 special?
A sprig of parsley on a glass plate.
Why glass?
Well, with glass, not only do you starve to death, but the waiter can see that you're only leaving him a 50-cent tip under the plate. He takes your knife away, he takes your fork away, he bangs you over the head with a spoon!
What about the refreshments?
Okay. With the $100 plate, you get only the best. Blanc de Blanc, Chateau de Briand de Mercier, Le Tête d'un Chien.
The dog hat?
I don't know if that's what it's called, Steve, but it's expensive. It's expensive.
Okay, and the $7 special?
Well, the waiter comes over, pulls off your shoe, puts a bunch of grapes under your foot, and well, bleh, your drink ends up tasting like linoleum.
How about dessert?
Ah, dessert! Now, with the expensive dinner, you get fresh whipped cream on chocolate cake, fresh whipped cream on chocolate mousse, fresh whipped cream on strawberry shortcake, fresh whipped cream on fresh whipped cream.
And the $7 dinner?
An Oreo cookie.
Okay, at least it's got cream.
Ah, without the cream.
How can you eat an Oreo cookie without the cream? What do they do with the cream?
The $100 dinner people get it. With all that rich food, it may upset my stomach anyway to go with the expensive dinner. Don't worry about it. Instead of two after-dinner mints, they give you Alka-Seltzer tablets instead.
Well, I don't know if they can even afford the $100 dinner.
Steve, this is your celebration. We're going to pay for it.
You are?
Yes, this is your 100th podcast celebration. We'll pay for it.
How are they going to do that?
Oh, well, we're planning to invite 100 people and each chip in a buck. Oh, we're only getting one meal, Steve. We're all got to share it. You want to chip in with us?
If you'd like to become a patron of the show, help us out a little, go to patreon.com/Steve Charney, where for $1 a month, you can feel you're part of the show and you'll have a Harry's eternal gratitude. Before I play this next tune, I just want to give it a little intro. This is called Gavin Shack. It's a song that I wrote. I play guitar with it, but my friend Larry Plitt put the whole thing together. He produced this wonderful version of this song. And it's about a shack, a snack shack on a beach where I hang out a lot. It's Gavin who runs it, and he's great. Everyone loves Gavin. Everyone loves hanging out there, especially because this community is so small. It's the only place you can go for pretty much anything. You know, you can drink as much as you want. There's a bar and there's a restaurant. You can buy ice cream. But if you need a supermarket, it's going to be a good 20-minute walk. No cars allowed on the island. We're talking about Fire Island here. Atlantique. Here it is, Gavin Shack, a celebration of a wonderful establishment.
1, 2, 3, 4. Heading to the beach, we get a thirst. So with our stuff, we stop at Gavin's first. So when we reach the hot, hot beach, we'll have an ice cold beer for each, served by Gavin's niece, who's such a peach. It's Gavin's summer cruise. They're serving me. His family's tending all this. If we want more while someone eats, swings a nice rum scoop, you got a dollar for the jar. Now Gavin's at the dock getting supplies. I'm standing in this long line for my fries. Now who's in front? A swat and fly. Some gal who wants Italian ice. That tattoo on her back is really nice. It says it's Gavin Shack. He'll slap you on the back. He'll ask you how you are. And how's your ma and pa? I've never seen him prove. The man's a happy dude. And he's got decent food. So walking from the east and through the sand, we stop at Gavin's shack to hear the band. We grab a soda and a kiss. Thank God for Gavin and this bliss. His snack bar's like a desert oasis. Our favorite bar rock has rum. In fact, the only rock one you wanna buy a beer, you gotta buy it here. The only shop we got. So pour another shot and toast this special spot in Camelot and raise our glass for what we got.
Rock a few, scoop it up.
And that ends our 100th podcast, man. Okay, we did it. You and I did it. Yes, we did it. Now let's soldier on to our 200th podcast.
Yes, from your lips to God's ear.
Well, Conversations with My Dummy is produced, written, and performed by me, Steve Charney. I'm not even going to tell you where you can find this podcast, because I assume if you're listening to it, you already know where to find it. No point mentioning iTunes and Google Play and all that stuff. But I will mention again, patreon.com/Steve Charney. That's where you go to support and become a patron for $1 a month. Okay. And my website, which is an important bit of information, stevecharney.com, that has my email as well, in case you want to comment on the show. Always happy to hear from my listeners. You can also get CDs and books for sale, info on my live performances, and more information about me than you'll ever need or want. And I tweet also. Yeah, that's right, Steve. And you got a joke for us, man? Okay. How about this? Why did they bury George Washington at Mount Vernon? I don't know why. Because he was dead!